There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You know what really impresses me, Kavino?
Me? Every day?
How you bring it every day. And Dan Patrick's xylophone skills.
Oh, yeah.
Is that him on the intro, right?
So great. Yeah, really underrated. Fantastic. Xylophone skills. I thought you were going to say my hair, my amazing pompadour, but yeah.
Never heard
his
of
skills
them.
Are incredible. And remember, we're brought to you by the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox. Got to talk. You know what? We're going to talk some bowling later.
Bowling?
And I'll explain.
Bowling?
Yeah, if we have time.
All right,
Pete
Weber. All right, Pete Weber.
Hey, who do you think you are? I am. If we have time, we already talked about Derek Carr. If you missed any of that, subscribe to our podcast. Again, search Kavino and Rich wherever you stream. But right now, Throwback Thursday, old school when 50 hits. We do this on our show Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. So we bring it to you, Dan Patrick friends.
So every week we pick something different from our childhoods. We go back to the old school, whether it's toys, baseball cards. And this week, we're doing sports jerseys. So let's go quick, rapid fire. Best old school sports jersey. Speaking of the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave, what jersey would be sweet to hang up there in the Man Cave? I said the 49ers road whites with that throwback shadow. Chris had a good one. He said that Kelly Green Eagles Randall Cunningham one. And you're right, Chris. It's always Randall Cunningham.
It's always Randall Cunningham.
Always.
I went to like a Lions-Eagles Thanksgiving Day game, and half the jerseys Eagles fans wore were Randall Cunningham.
He made an impact. He made an impact, man. He was so cool for a little period of time. All right, let's go to Chad in South Dakota. What's up, Chad?
Hey, two things. One, I think you should get the mid-drift mesh from the 80s that the Hurricanes used to wear. And the other one is you should probably get big Ernie McCracken. Get his bowling shirt up there.
Well, let me tell you, that midriff shirt, not after all the food I ate during the holidays. No thanks.
Yeah,
unless you want to see a bunch of dad bods in the studio. Let's go to Ohio and Brian. What's up, man?
Hey guys, good morning. Listen, I love the Randall Cunningham jersey, but also the Kelly Green Reggie White.
Yep.
I see that all the time as a big Eagles fan. But my story was real quick, I worked at a sporting goods store, Merle Harmon's Fanfare, when I was a teenager in the 80s. And my first paycheck, I bought authentic Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls shorts.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, those things were nut huggers, but I wore them everywhere. Loved them.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, and thanks for that visual, man.
I used to think of John Stockton. Now I think of that dude and his Michael Jordans.
Yeah.
All right, Quinn in Southern California. Hey, Quinn.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, Great. I do like the Green Bay old school ones where they're like way back in the day. They look so cool. But more, I was going to give you a little information. And if you get tired of hearing what I have to say, just hang up on me. It's all good. But when you come to Southern California, you see other shows on at the gym or the bar. It's because we don't really can't be fans like you are in Seattle. I've been to Seattle about 7 years ago for a Niner Seahawk game, and it just blew my doors off. I understand what the word fanatic means. I always heard the word fan, but I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And SoCal, we can never be like that because there's way too much things to do. But the one thing I'll give you guys over there is that finding a good pizza in SoCal is hard to do.
Hard to do. Hard to find good sports fans hanging out somewhere, and hard to find good pizza. I'll definitely give you that. He's 100% right. Out here in California, great place to live. But I'm originally from the East Coast, same as Covino. And the passion, I don't see the same passion. I'll be honest with you. You don't see the same passion. Like, you go to New York, you got one bonehead friend that lives or dies by the Rangers. You got another guy who's always hanging out at the Garden thinking the Knicks are going to get good one day. You have Jets fans, Giants friends. You have Yankees, Mets. Here in L.A., it's like, maybe your friend's like, yeah, go Lakers.
Well, a lot of transplants and sparrows. Like you said, lots of other things to do. So,
let's go to Philly. And Clint, you're on. What's up?
Hey, David, let me just say one thing before you what you guys are talking about these ants on these phones. Hey, take your fire stick to somebody who knows how to put gamers on your phone or maybe on your fire stick. Then that way you can get anything you want for $26.99 every 3 months, baby.
That doesn't sound.
It doesn't sound very legal, but hey, have at it. Hey, do what you want. I'm not the police. I'm not the fun police. Xander in Phoenix, what's up, Xander?
Yeah, I'm an old school Vikings fan. So when Tampa Bay was playing in the old Central, those creamsicle jerseys that the Bucks used to wear, they used to pop on the low def TV. Man, those were really cool.
Yeah, you know,
I went to the kitchen to get some water. Ran into Mike. You know who runs this place?
Yeah,
Mike said the same exact thing.
Creamsicle
jerseys.
Mike runs this place, everyone. All right, thank you, Xander. Gordy in South Carolina. I'm sorry, South Dakota. What's up, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Well, hey, here's the deal. I'm a big Raiders fan, so I'm not having a very good day.
Yeah,
but,
I agree.
But the best throwbacks, and I don't know why they don't go back to them, is the Denver Broncos.
You know what? I'll be honest. The Denver Broncos logo that you immediately think, Elway, Carl Mecklenburg, Steve Atwater, like those, you know, the old school, the D on the helmet. That sounds weird. The letter D on the helmet. That to me, and the colors that lighter blue. Wow. I don't know. I think when they went like the more navy blue. I don't know. I know that represents
the jerseys,
winning.
A lot of these, you know, jersey fans, people that are fanatical about jerseys, always love powder blue anything. They always love saying the powder blue Phillies jersey, the powder blue Blue Jays, like the powder blue anything.
Yeah.
Like Uncle Bill was saying, the powder blue Minneapolis Lakers jersey, the MPLS.
Yeah.
Those powder blue ones.
Cove, I will say, though, the people love the powder blue, but you gotta think sometimes, do you like the jersey that goes along with winning or the jersey that was just cooler? Because when you think about the Broncos, right? And you know what? Maybe this is our chance to touch on the Broncos in a second. The great jersey they had that Elway rocked in the 80s, the orange jersey with the blue helmet with the capital D and the horse and, you know, the Bronco. That, to me, was a better looking jersey. But Elway won the two Super Bowls and Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl for the Broncos with the newer jersey. So does that newer current Broncos jersey mean more to the fans? Because that brought them three Super Bowls. The other jersey equals losing.
Winning always has more clout for sure. You know, I think that takes precedence over, yeah, that was a cool jersey. But hey, you bring it back, you could always win in it. But, you know, I'm thinking too, I just saw the Shaq documentary on HBO Max,
yeah,
which, by the way, I highly recommend. And you see the old school Orlando Magic black pinstripe jerseys and the white one.
Those are sweet.
But the pinstripes, definitely legendary. And Uncle Bill hit me up. He said, honorable mention, just teams that don't exist anymore, period. Like even an old throwback.
Like a Sonics
Expos
jersey would be. Like
Sonics,
yeah, a Seattle Supersonics or a Montreal Expos jersey is probably cool.
Always cool. Like you can't go wrong with that if you're into that stuff.
Yo, is the Toronto Raptors so bad that it's good? Like, yo, Lee, do you remember like the one that was like,
I know
it
gets clowned on, but it's always on the list of like the most memorable jerseys.
It had like the cartoon raptor that your kid would watch on like YouTube.
Yeah, that one reminds me of the Grizzlies as well. It's just kind of like the cartoon mascot.
You know what it was? There was a time, Lee, where a lot of those teams debuted. A lot of those franchises were born, and it was during the time of like word art. And I feel like a lot of these logos and designs were created on some crappy computer program. Like, yeah, print it. It's like, it seems like something someone made on WordArt.
Well, we've come a long way.
Yeah. All right, we'll take two more quickies. Pennsylvania, Craig, you're on with Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Hey, guys, I love your show.
Thank you. First of all,
you guys are great. And I have a couple of them. The old school Hornets jerseys, and I love the Panthers are my favorite football team. And part of the reason when they first started when I was 15, I loved the jersey. I mean, I just love that color. And same thing with the Hornets. Just those are two sweet jerseys as far as color and just how they look. I just like the look of them.
Agreed, Craig. I do remember – Mike, who runs this place, is a big Panthers fan. It's because he likes Cam Newton's hats, though, back in the day. I know that. But, you know, there was a time where a lot of teams, whoever was the new franchise, did have a cool uniform. I remember the Rockies.
I thought Arizona's, the Diamondbacks, just their color scheme was pretty dope when they came out with it.
Oh, there might be, yeah, that might be old school enough now, where it's almost like a rainbow across where it's a devil race.
Yeah.
That was sort of cool,
yeah,
I guess. Definitely. Fremont, let's go to Paul. Wrap it up, Paul.
Yeah, good morning. Oakland Raiders road jerseys, the white with the silver numbers and black outline.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. When they got the outline, that takes it to a new level. Agreed 100%. Thank you, Paul. I have one dumb jersey question, and then I want to touch on Denver for a second, Kavino. Kavino and Rich, by the way, in for Dan Patrick. Now, this is ridiculous, because I wonder if some ass buys this jersey. Or someone that's naive. I saw the Mets shop or like MLB shop selling a Jacob DeGrom jersey on sale for $50, like the official MLB. I'm like, does someone buy that for down the road, like as a vintage jersey? Like, who would buy the guy that left your team? I don't care if it's $50, official MLB jersey on sale, $50. To me, that's still like, who gets that?
I have, again, two more questions too based on this. You know when they Photoshop the jersey on the player before he's even rocking it on the field?
Some pretty damn good Photoshops.
They're fantastic. But you ever think about the kid in the future that thinks that might be a real pitcher? And you're like, you know what? Rodon never rocked the beard with the Yankees. That was just a bad Photoshop.
Oh.
Get out of here with that. Oh. Right? Like, you never thought about it from that perspective, but it happens automatically. And another thought is how Shaq, we always see the meme, how Shaq played for every color of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue.
Yo, if you haven't seen that meme, look it up. It's wild. Think about it. The green from the Celtics to the when he was on the Suns to when he was on, you know, the Magic to the Lakers. Shaq has a meme where it's like Shaq, and it is literally every color of the
rainbow. Every color of the rainbow. You know, that's a bit of a bragging right. And I do want to say that I thought the MLB, even though we're talking, you know, retro, throwback, old school jerseys. I thought the MLB did a great job with the City Connects this year.
Yeah.
It's just more options. Look, as a Yankees fan, I don't have a lot of options. Right?
Is it boring to you that the Yankees never vary it up, or is that so traditional?
I'm a fan of tradition, dude.
You don't think the Yankees are due for like one alternate jersey? Like, you're not sick of just the gray New York or the pinstripes with the NY? Like, you don't think if the Yankees debuted one alternate like Friday jersey, is that really going against the traditions? Like, God, give me a break.
I mean, look, you're not a fan, so you don't understand. But I do want to say I thought the City Connects, most of them were pretty dope.
Not for the pinstripes. You don't want to see Aaron Judge in some rando?
Hey,
like,
bro, you talked about, what did you say before, right? Jerseys you win in. The Yankees won a lot in that jersey. No need to really switch it up.
Oh, jeez. Here you go. 27
facts,
rings.
Bro.
27 rings. 20 plus more than before you were born. They don't count.
Hey.
Doesn't count before you were born.
But they won a lot since I've been born.
It's true.
Right?
It doesn't count. It doesn't count before you're born.
Remember, a lot of people switch it up because of those reasons. Hey, fresh start, clean slate. You know, the Yankees didn't really need to do that.
Well, I have a deep thought. Actually, a friend in need, if you don't mind switching gears. I do want to talk about the Broncos in a little bit. What's going on in the world of Hackett and Russell Wilson? And what's the future hold for both of these guys now that Hackett's out and Russ is there in Denver? We'll get to the Broncos.
Don't overpromise, dude, because this show's flying by.
I know. You ain't kidding. But before I get to this deep thought friend in need I have, I see Skip and Shannon on TV in the background, our friends at FS1.
Yeah.
You know what question they're posing right now? Can you see a 49-year-old Terrell Owens returning to the Cowboys? You think there's a shot that T.O. comes back to the NFL?
I mean, he keeps in great shape. I saw him knock some guy out recently. He just knocked some dude out. And he plays arena football, and he's, you know, always schooling people. The guy's in incredible shape. I don't see that happening.
Is that something you'd want to see? I feel like I'd want to see it for purely the spectacle of it. I mean, would you guys not want to see this purely for the spectacle of T.O. in the NFL?
They say the money isn't that. The money isn't right in the negotiations, right?
I mean, how much does he want? He's a 49-year-old guy.
I mean, is that real? I mean, could they really find a number that they would bring him back?
49 years old, but the guy's in sick shape. But that doesn't mean he could run tight routes and do what he used to do. But
he's been playing in those, like, simulation league footballs, yes, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
that's like not player the control same as, things and all that.
That's not the same as the NFL speed, though.
I'll take him over OBJ.
But as far as the story, who wouldn't tune in and who wouldn't just love to see it?
It would be a great story. And how Jerry Jones and Cowboys would that be, in a way? Like, they're on a good trajectory. They're probably a top 3 or 4 team in the NFC. Imagine at this stage of the game, they're like, yeah, bring in Terrell Owens. What a story. Well, hey, probably nothing more than a rumor, but I just figured I'd bring that up because I thought I was seeing things when I looked up at the TV. I'm like, wait, what is Shannon and Skip talking about? Terrell Owens? I thought they were talking about how, like you said, he punched some guy like a week ago on social media.
Yeah, he knocked him out.
All right, well, hey.
I thought he was going to fight Jake Paul next or something.
I got a hypothetical I'm going to get to next. It's twofold. One element has to do with my barber, and the other element has to do with having to fake root for a team you don't care about. But it gets you access. I'll explain. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUVs. We got more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon. We're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Welcome back to Covino and Rich. At Covino and Rich on social media.
Yeah.
Remember, 'tis the season to give. Even though I'm a better receiver.
I heard your dear ex-girlfriend told me you were like Jerry Rice in the bedroom. Just a great receiver.
I mean, rumor has it. But 'tis the season to give, so we're giving
settle
back.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, we got bribery balls. We're giving away some Nerf footballs. All you have to do is subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich. Yeah. And leave a review, and you qualify for a bribery ball.
Yeah, we're going to be picking random. We'll be picking random nice people and sending them a Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf football. So hey,
and
that'll be fun.
If you like what we're doing, filling in for Dan Patrick, which was always a pleasure, the Dan Patrick hat trick. We do our third show tomorrow. Well, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. The number is 877-99 on Fox. Hope you're having a good one. Happy holiday. Ooh. Again, welcome to the ain't quite of the holiday season.
Because it's not quite. Yeah, I get you.
Quite Christmas. It ain't quite New Year's. We're just lounging around.
We got so much to get to. I'm going to try to fit all this in. That's what she said. I'm going to try to fit all this in.
Settle down just a little bit.
Covino, answer this question. 16,000 times this has happened this week. What has happened 16,000 times?
This week?
Yeah.
Covino ate pizza.
good guess. I scrolled past Butt Cheeks on TikTok. No, not that either.
Oh, man.
What has happened 16,000 times this week?
Man. 16,000 times. Returns. Returns were made?
No. Southwest flights that were canceled.
Wow.
16,000 flights by Southwest canceled this week. Yo, if you're stuck somewhere, my apologies. I don't know if Southwest will recover from this. Think of all the airlines when we were kids that are not here anymore. This could be the grand opening, grand closing for Southwest. So 16,000 canceled flights. So hopefully
a lot of angry travelers.
Yeah. And you know what I find so abrasive yet funny and rude all at the same time? When they go up to these travelers on the news at the airport, like, hey, you look terribly inconvenienced and miserable. What are your thoughts? I'm like, yo, would you want a microphone shoved in your face when you are stuck in an airport for an additional 72 hours?
Well, tonight they get to watch Dallas at Tennessee.
Oh.
They're bored.
Oh, sweet. The
silver lining.
Yeah, look at that. Lee watches at Whole Foods. Some people watch at airports, you know.
It's true. It's the, if you're going to be stuck at an airport, you better hope that at least there's a good game on.
Yeah,
better be
a Monday or Thursday night. Right. One other quick note. Do you remember when you were a kid, especially being that you're on the East Coast, do you remember your grandma? Did she make you like pastina, like with broth, like almost the tiny little, they look like almost like grains of sand pasta. Remember pastina?
Yeah.
Officially discontinued. No pasta brands make pastina anymore. I know that was big news. Since you're on the East Coast.
Always when you were sick.
And I know that, Isaac Lohenkron has an update.
Oh, Isaac Lohenkron.
Mike has just reported that Mike does not, in fact, run this place.
Oh. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Isaac Lohenkron.
When asked for comment, the rest of us denied that report. Back to you.
Thank you, Isaac Lohenkron.
How does Mike feel about pastina? I want to know that.
He bought out all the boxes left.
Pastina. All right, well, let me throw something at you before we get to this friend in need. Russell Wilson said this about Nathaniel Hackett getting fired and his performance as a Denver Bronco. Take a listen.
Obviously, devastated by Coach Hackett because I think he's an amazing man, amazing teacher, amazing father, just watching him, his kids, and what he's been able to do and how he's taught the game for us. You know, this season has been a season that we never thought was going to happen the way it did. The reality is that I wish I could have played better for him too, wish I could have played at the standard and the level that I've always played at and know how to play at. So what I do know is he's resilient. He's going to be a tremendous coach, like I said, and love him to death, and everybody misses him for sure.
It's well said, man. That's kind of tough.
It's very nice.
It's very nice, but it's like again, sports imitates life. It's like the ending of a relationship, and you think about, did I really treat her that well? Could I have done better? Could I have laid it down in the bedroom? Could I have been more impressive of a person?
Well, Mr.
Did I give her my best? And Russell Wilson took full accountability there and said, you know what? I wish I played better for that guy.
Well, Mr. Unlimited, I'll tell you what, he was pretty limited this year. And the reality, the sad reality, is that Russell Wilson moves along. They figure it out. They go get Sean Payton, or they go find some established coach. You can't take chances in Denver. Denver needs to go out there and get an established coach. It's not experiment time in Denver, Colorado. You got to go find yourself a high-end coach that has won before. Get him in there and fix this quick, because you're paying a lot of money and you have a window of time to win with Russell Wilson, because each year he's getting older and older. But the sad reality...
Is Russell Wilson has more bathrooms than he has wins this year.
Yeah, but the sad reality besides that ridiculous fun fact, he'll be fine. He's making his money. He has a chance to bounce back. Nathaniel Hackett, he might be in that category of people now that, do you think he's going to get another head coaching chance anytime soon?
No, because he's got that stigma now.
So what I'm saying is,
his middle name is Couldn't.
Russell Wilson has really... You know, he must feel a little bit, as we say, guilt burgers. He must be feeling some guilt burgers.
We don't say that. You say that.
He must be feeling those guilt burgers with a little extra mayo and ketchup. Gotta feel guilty that his worst year results in a guy who got his first head coaching job, and now he didn't even make it one full season. He'll end up as a coordinator somewhere, and he'll be in the National Football League. But Nathaniel Hackett came with such a good reputation. He worked with Aaron Rodgers during his MVP seasons. Everyone thought, oh, this is the guy. Nathaniel Hackett, unfortunately, based on the way this team played, and especially Russell Wilson being a big part of it, he'll probably never head coach in the NFL for at least 5+ years. Easy. This guy's not getting another chance.
I mean, you only get so many opportunities to prove yourself, especially in the NFL. And there's only so many spots and slots.
Yeah.
You know, so... You get that one window, like you said, that one opportunity.
You blew it!
I mean, it's unfortunate. And I do respect what Russell Wilson said, though. Again, that's all you want is accountability.
Yeah. So here's my question for you. I have a little friend in need. We got a message, a DM from Chris in Tampa. And we all know, a friend in need is a friend indeed. What's the lyric of the song? A friend with weed is better. Placebo. Great 90s song. A friend
Throwing
in need.
Back.
A friend in need. Chris in Tampa hit us up. And this email's interesting, and I'll tell you why. This little DM. Because I went to the barber shop yesterday. I saw Brutus the Barber Beefcake. You might know him.
Was he doing some cutting and a strutting?
So I went to the barber yesterday.
He gave you the Baldo Ronaldo cut.
Got a little trim up. The boss said they're filming you and I doing something in a week, so I wanted to get the haircut a week out. You don't want to get a haircut the day before something.
Oh, wait, so I got 1 week to lose 20 pounds?
Yes!
Great news.
Yeah, the boss said, hey, they're going to film you guys for, you know, some opportunities. So, you know, I said, let me get a haircut a week out. That's the best way. You don't want to get a haircut the day before something important, because then you look too cut, right? So I sit down in the barber chair, and my barber, Addy, he throws the cape on me, and it's an LA Clippers cape. And I said, yo, I don't care, but I gotta ask you, you're a barber, you're a very popular barber in LA. All your clients are cool with you rocking this big Clippers cape on them? Because you might be the only Clippers fan I know other than Monsi Bolaños and Clipper Darryl. So.
I mean, was it some sort of like crafty, cutesy barber tie-in because they're Clippers?
No, but that would have been cutesy, as you said.
No, because is he really a fan?
He's a Clippers fan.
He's a
Clippers fan.
I thought maybe that's the tie-in.
Because
as they say in the barber world, the clips don't lie. The clips don't lie.
So he said, you know, believe it or not, he has like two or three clients that are like, yeah, can you like not put that on me? Or, yo, turn it inside out. I don't want that S on me. I'm like, whoa. He's like, there's Laker fans that are like, yo, you're my barber? But nah.
Well, this goes back to our previous conversation about jerseys. You know, there's rules to these sort of games. Like, I've never rocked I mean, I have in my younger years. I mentioned before on a Throwback Thursday, I had a Raiders starter jacket. I really didn't like the Raiders. It just looked hard. Right? It just looked tough. It was in style. You grow up, you realize you can't misrepresent. You got to represent Zent, A Tribe Called Quest style. You got to rock the team you're a fan of. So I never, whether it be a hat just because it matches my kicks or whatever, I never rock the jersey or a hat of a team that I do not root for.
You know, I think that's a fair statement. Now,
but people do. Let's be real about that. You see people do that all the time.
There's a part two to this. So part one, the barber got the Clippers
cape.
And the Clippers. He's got his Clippers and he's got the Clipper cape. And he said, Laker fan clients are like, nah, can you turn that inside out, my man? Yo, can you, do you have a generic one? And I was like, hey, you know, I guess there's some people that.
I mean, it's a little extreme.
It's extreme, but
crazy. I would probably let it slide unless my friends were there and someone would take a pic to clown on me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So our buddy got the Clippers cape and we got this DM from Chris in Tampa and it sort of ties together. So pay attention. Yo, Covino and Rich, love you guys. Love that you're filling in for Dan Patrick. Been listening for years. Well, thank you, Chris. He goes, I'm a huge Cowboys fan living in Florida. My wife is a big shot in the sales world and has access to a suite for the first round of the NFL playoffs.
Sweet.
Do the math, boys.
Sweet.
Likely, that will be the Cowboys at the Bucks. I'm a Cowboys fan. My wife, invited to this suite, said I could join her, but I either have to wear regular clothing or Tampa Bay Bucks gear and cannot root for my team out loud. Do I join her at the game?
Man, what kind of rules are these?
They're corporate rules. I mean, you don't get invited to. Listen. I've dealt with...
You could root for your team respectfully.
No.
I mean, are we not adults here?
That's ridiculous.
You know how much the suites are?
I mean, I get it, but the guy's supposed to fake his fandom?
Or not go. The option is also not go, Covino.
I mean, I guess I don't go. I can't fake the funk and pretend I'm rooting for a team I don't care about, when in fact the team I care about is actually playing.
Yeah, but
that's like a weird ask for an adult. Like, he can't be a respectful adult and just... Hey, I like this team.
I think it's also respectful to not go then.
Then that's it. Then I would take that option.
So you're gonna pass on a free opportunity to go to a playoff game because you can't...
And pretend that I'm rooting for the other team and wear their jersey?
Free food and drink.
What sort of fan are you if you're willing to do that?
Have you ever lived the sweet life? It's sweet.
A sweet life's pretty sweet.
It's
Covino.
Sweet.
You're not going there for free weenies.
I mean, I kind of am.
Pigs in a blanket or whatever. You're going there for the team.
Yeah, this happened to me one time, but not at this level. We went, you know, Covino and I, you know, I'm not bragging. I'm just explaining. We've been to a lot of, like, sporting events, like World Series, Super Bowls, All-Star Games.
Oh, you're the best.
The NBA All-Star Games, Home Run Derbies.
Yeah, bragger.
Why don't you brag about it? One time.
A game drop. He just game dropped.
So... This is a true story. Covino and I did a broadcast from the bar inside Citi Field, McFadden's, at Citi Field for the Mets playoffs. This was in 2015. So we're going back. We were living in New York. 2015, right before we came to LA. We're at Citi Field, the bar inside the stadium. After the game, we had our easiest way to get into the game. We had press passes, which is sort of eye-rolly because while we are press, we're not really press. I just want to see my Mets play. I went to go pick up my tickets from the press center, and they told me I had to cover up my Mets shirt. And I was like, that's funny. And she goes, nah, you can't show an alliance while picking up your press passes. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. She goes, I am serious. Do I need to involve someone? And I'm like, whoa. All right, so I borrowed Covino's hoodie, did a little zip up, picked up my tickets, my press passes, and then I was like, all right, now I can take this. But they wouldn't even let me pick it up. So that's just something silly. Like, hey, the press can't be show favoritism.
So this is an old school throwback NFL. You make the call. John Quinones, what would you do?
Give us a call at 877-99 on Fox. You get to see your team in a big moment, but you can't necessarily root and you can't represent. In fact, you have to represent for the other organization and pretend like you're rooting for them.
I'll give you the birds.
I would never play by those rules. I'm a grown man. I would never.
Let's say it's Niners, Eagles, and my buddy works for the Eagles, and he's like, "Hey, I got you the hookup, but you could come to Philadelphia. Everything's hooked up, but you can't root for your Niners." That'll be tough.
It's a tough ask.
However, we have a buddy Mark, right? Our buddy Mark, who we work with at SiriusXM, he got invited to a game where he had no alliance whatsoever. Like, just a friend of a client was like, "Yo, you want to come up to Lambeau?" And he's like, "I've never been." Sure. So you throw on the Packers hat while you're there.
That's
with
a bit different, though.
Agreed.
I'm not sure if I respect that, but his team wasn't playing. Right? So he was just sort of when in Rome sort of deal.
Yeah, but then you got to ask yourself from a business perspective. I know one of the big bosses that works here at Fox Sports Radio and iHeart once said to me, "Hey, man, got to remember who pays the bills. Dodgers pay the bills." You know, like, a lot of times the relationships you have with teams and the relationships or clients you have, you know, you might need to, I'm not saying root against your team, but would you be able to
respectfully, Rich? Like, you and I worked for the Mets Network, SNY, right? All things New York sports, Mets, Jets, and the Rangers and all that. Did I ever hide the fact that I really didn't like the Mets at all? I was a Yankees fan.
Yeah, but you're a host, and that was the gimmick. I'm talking about, like, respect.
You could do that respectfully, right? If you can't conduct yourself respectfully as an adult, you shouldn't be in that suite anyway. So I don't know. I couldn't. You're asking me? I don't think I could play by those rules. I don't need to sit in your suite,
Covino,
that bad.
Covino.
If I have to now rock some stuff I don't believe in.
If all of a sudden someone said, "Hey, Covino, there's a new client that wants to do a big commercial buy on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich."
Okay.
They're down the coast in San Diego. They're big fans of your show. They want to meet with you guys. They got a suite at the Padres game. And you show up, and they like, some one of, like, the clients is like, "Yo, here's a Padres shirt." You're a Yankees fan. The Padres are so off your radar. You wouldn't throw on the Padres shirt during a little lunch in the suite or something?
Let me think about it.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be quick to do it. I don't feel right about it.
Lee, would you guys, for business purposes, I'm not saying root against, I would never root against my team. But would you, like, fake fandom or play along if it was a business reason?
I think you just have to be real with it. I mean, and especially if it's a playoff game. Maybe if it's a regular season game, you can kind of
If the client, though,
play neutral,
is heavily invested. Let's say it's like a part. Let's say you're invited somewhere because someone's maybe like part of the management or ownership or something. Like, rooting for someone else is sort of an insult to them.
I don't believe that I'm okay with it. If I did it for business reasons and they were going to pay me, maybe I'll throw on the T-shirt, but I'll make it clear. Like, I'm only doing this because I love you guys. I'm a Yankees fan.
I don't like inviting. Yo, Lee, I have a rule. I don't like inviting people over my home if they're rooting against me.
I'm there with you on that one. But I know people who are Dodgers fans who work for the Yankees. They have Dodgers tattoos.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, when you think about it, most people that work for an organization, like, if you say, like, "Oh, who's the main saleswoman or sales guy at, you know, for Dodgers ticket sales?" For all we know, they're an Angels fan. It's a job a lot of times, right? But I'm just saying, if you're a diehard sports fan and you're invited somewhere, like Chris here in Tampa, who hit us up, if you missed that part of the story, Chris in Tampa DM'd us and said he might have a chance to go to the Cowboys-Bucks game, because that'll likely be the wild card game, right? The 4 seed versus the best wild card, Bucks hosting against his Cowboys. His wife has sweet tickets, but he won't be able to wear his Cowboys gear or openly root for the Cowboys. What do you do?
I would try to find the compromise. That's what I would do. I'd be like, "All right, well, how about I don't rock any gear?" Like, there's no
sign
at the stadium that says, right, like, to enter the stadium, you have to rock football gear. So I would choose to, "Hey, well, can I just wear my regular clothes?"
All right, so let's say you're a big Lakers fan, right? And you meet Mark Cuban. And he's like, "Yeah, when you're in Dallas, I would love to host you at a game. Nice to see you, Covino." You don't rock a Lakers jersey to when you're hanging out with Mark Cuban? Isn't that insulting?
I would opt to, yeah, that is a bit insulting. I would opt to just wear regular clothes at that point.
We got a break, but you know what? We got phones we're going to get to next. Ashley, Mike, Michael, everyone, hang on the phones. Your thoughts.
Annie, Moe, and Jack.
On this next Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUVs. Hang tight.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Throwing it back on a Thursday. Hope you're having a good one. Happy holidays. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUVs. And tomorrow is our third show.
Hey, did Chris play this because you're a huge Susanna Hoffs fan back in the day?
Yeah. I mean, who wasn't?
The Bengals.
But I do want to let you know that tomorrow is the conclusion of the Dan Patrick hat trick.
Yep.
Show 3, filling in for Dan Patrick. And Rich is going to take you to Teaser Town. Woo. We're going to go over nervous farts and Tecmo Bowl high fives. The teams that are nervous this weekend, and the teams that are going to be giving high fives.
Yo, there's
and a weekend hobnobbing, all the shows and games you need to look out for this weekend.
There are so many teams that this is what I love about the NFL. Oh, there's a reason why they had 20-plus million people watching meaningless Christmas games. The NFL brings the juice. They do. Week 17 is full of games that all mean something. Even the teams that are playing for nothing could ruin someone else's chances. So we'll go over all that tomorrow. But Covino, if you want, I can recap real quick a message we got from our buddy Chris in Tampa.
Let's
a huge
do it.
Cowboys fan. Need.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to the phones. Your phone call is 877-99 on Fox.
He's a huge Cowboys fan, and his wife is a big shot in the sales world and told him that she has access to a suite for the first round of the NFL playoffs, the wild card weekend, which is where his Cowboys will 99% likely to play at the Bucks, right? If the Bucks make the playoffs and don't blow it, unless the Bucks lose their last two games, if the Bucks make the playoffs, they'll be hosting the Cowboys. He has a chance to go to the game in the suite. But his wife said the rule is he can't openly cheer for the Cowboys or wear any Cowboys gear because it's with a client that works with the Bucks.
I get it, but let's get to the root of why this is even an issue before we go to the phones. They're asking you, or they're expecting you, to hide your identity. And that's really what this is at the end of the day. Actually, in the beginning, middle, and end of the day, it's who you are and where you're from. And I'm not hiding that for anybody.
People do it politically all the time. Like, if someone you care about or respect starts spewing something that's way too liberal or way too right wing for you,
I'm just choosing not to engage with that person.
Yeah, no.
Asking me to pretend to be something I'm not and not represent where I'm from, I can't do that for you. Sorry, but I will be there respectfully, you know, and I will find another option. But I'm saying the reason it's even an issue is because they're asking you to pretend to be someone you're not. And I hate to sound cliche, but if you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. I'm not going to wear a Red Sox jersey just to appease some dude, knowing damn well I'm from New Jersey and I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not going to pretend for that guy.
I'm saying you don't have to root for a team you don't care about, but what about just neutrally standing there and watching? Would that be too much for you?
That's fine. That's a fair compromise. Okay.
Corey hit us up on Instagram. And by the way, follow us, hit us up. We'll be pals at Covino and Rich.
Because again, Rich, you could do that respectfully.
Corey hit us up, said, guys, I live in Kansas City, but I'm a huge Broncos fan. I got tickets to sit in the club section with the Chiefs family. Was told I couldn't wear Broncos gear. I chose to go to the games anyway. I mean, that's like saying, at the home game, do you want the players' wives and families to be sitting next to people rooting against them? Sort of tacky. Ashley in California. What's up, Ashley?
It's also like part of the game.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
First and foremost, I just wanted to say thank you for filling in and giving me the pleasure of listening to you guys so early in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you.
Thanks.
Happy holidays and all that good jazz.
Yeah.
But this is like grounds for divorce. How dare her? If my husband, and maybe this is why there is no husband, came to me and asked me to hide or downplay my fandom for a team, no, I'm opting to wear regular street clothes. You're right. I'm going to the game, and I'm going to watch my team.
Who's your team, by the way?
I'm not going in Bucks gear. I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to root for my team. How dare you ask me not to,
Ashley,
show up in Bucks gear?
Ashley, who's your team?
I'm a Rams fan.
She's a loyal, good woman. Even now, she's all about Baker Mayfield now. Look at her.
Yeah,
Ashley,
dude, it's more than just the team, more than just the colors. It's like, this is who I'm from and where I represent a lot of times, too.
Mike in Tampa. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy holidays.
You too, man. What's up?
Well, definitely what I would do is I would let my husband go, if it was my wife's event in the suite. Let my husband wear his gear, use the suite ticket, just don't go in the suite. There's plenty of places in Tampa to watch the game. And because I'm from Tampa, you can tell Chris, if he wants my lower bowl ticket, I'll exchange it for his suite ticket.
See, there you go. All right, thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
let's go to Laguna and another Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. First of all, great job filling in for Danny and the boys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, I have a perfect analogy for you, or example, I should say. I don't know if you guys are Seinfeld fans, but there's an episode of Seinfeld where Jerry's girlfriend's dad is the accountant for the Yankees, and he gives Kramer, Elaine, and George tickets to the owner's box. Well, they go to the box, and Elaine from Baltimore says she's wearing a Baltimore Orioles cap.
I remember that. We got to go, but I remember that. And by the way, appreciate you loving the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. Covino and Rich, we'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the...
All right, have a good one.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.